Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new section. A believer is loved by the heavens. A believer is loved by the heavens. In other words, showing us that so much of love is shown for a person that believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even the heavens love a person that has iman. Iman is such a great thing, such a beautiful thing, that even the heavens itself, they love a person that has iman. عن أنس رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما من إنسان إلا له بابان في السماء باب يصعد منه عمله وباب ينزل منه رزقه فإذا مات العبد المؤمن بكيا عليه. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said every person has two doors in the heavens, one door through which his actions ascend and another door from which his sustenance descends. When a believer dies, both doors cry over his death. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said every person has two doors in the heavens. Every person has two doors. One door is that which his actions ascend and another door from which his sustenance descends. And when a believer dies, both doors they cry over his death. So much they loved the believer. They were allocated, those two doors were allocated for this person. And now this person has passed away. Now these doors also cry for this believer. A believer is loved by the earth. Believer, a person who has iman, is even loved by the earth. So these ahadith here, this shoe that we'll do now, they show that the earth also cries and the earth also loves that person that is walking on it, that person that is passing on it. So we'll see how much, for one is where the sky is loving the person and one is the earth also loving this believer. An Ata al-Khurasani qala ma min abdin yasjudu lillahi sajdatan fi buqa'atin min buqa'i al-ard illa shahidat lahu yawm al-qiyamati wa bakat alayhi yawm yamut. Hazrat Ata al-Khurasani rahimahullah said that when a person prostrates, he makes sajda on a piece of land, it will testify in his favor on the day of resurrection and cries over him on the day he dies. That this land that this person used to make sajda on, now this land will testify in his favor on the day of resurrection and cries over him on the day he dies. Therefore you find one of the reasons why ulama and pious people, and we also encourage that make a little bit of a shift in your position after your salah. For a salah finish, don't read your salah in the same place, immediately same place. One of the hikmats, one of the wisdoms behind this is that there will be more spots on the earth that will testify in a person's favor. More spots to testify that this person made sajda on me. And what this hadith is saying, that a person makes sajda on a piece of land, it will testify in his favor on the day of resurrection, and it also cries over him the day he dies. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu qal, إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لَتَبْكِي عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَرْبَعِينَ صَبَاحًا. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said, the earth cries for 40 days over the death of a believer. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ إِذَا مَاتَ تَجَمَّلَتِ الْمَقَابِرُ بِمُوتِهِ فَلَيْسَ مِنْهُ بُقَعَةٌ إِلَّا وَهِيَ تَتَمَنَّى أَن يُدْفَنَ فِيهَا. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a believer dies, all good places beautify themselves over his death. When a believer dies, all the beautiful places, they start, all the good places beautify themselves over his death. Each place hopes that he will be buried in it. Each place, each piece of the land is hoping that this person now will be buried in it. We may not see this happening, but we must have yakin that this is what's happening. When a person dies, such welcome also the earth wants to give, that each spot is hoping that, I hope this person is buried in me. That land also is hoping, wants to make istiqbal of this person, wants to receive this person. So excited the land is. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for a believer. So why should a believer ever be sad? Why should he ever be depressed? One other thing we take from this hadith, one lesson we take from here, is that the land also will testify in favor of the person. Therefore, if there is a piece of land where a person may have committed some guna, some committed some sin, person should, if possible, in that area or near there, he should try and make istighfar. make tawbah in, on that piece of land, or somewhere near there also, with the hope that, oh Allah, that this zikr that I'm making, this istighfar that I'm making, let this be a recompense for the gunah that I committed on the land, so on that piece of the earth, so that this land also doesn't testify against me on the day of Qiyamah. This land will testify in my favor. So a person with that hope and that niyat, he tries and make istighfar. Not that he has to do it, but if it's possible, it will be nice that the person can do it. So that piece of land doesn't testify against him. There's hope that it will testify in his favor. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Nothing for a person to be depressed. If the skies are crying and they're excited about him, the earth is excited about this person, then what is there for this person to ever be depressed? Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.